let's study some biblical verses before we pray. Please turn to Romans chapter 14, verse 7. How would you please read? For the kingdom of God is not eating, Romans chapter 14 verse 17, but righteousness and peace and joy and joy in the Holy Spirit. I guess this is a homework. I think the students over here are very smart. When you have the minister give you this question, and you will go to the other ministers for answers. And because I give some answers, and therefore I feel like it's clear that I share some answers over here. So how do you answer this question? To me, if I'm going to write this question, right? I will talk about, first of all, what is the kingdom of God? I guess in the four gospel, we have studied, Pastor Leon expound tremendously about where is the kingdom of God. And then you are going to talk about what is the meaning of drinking and eating, why it is not, why eating and drinking cannot satisfy your heart, because we know the kingdom of God have to do with our heart also. And why? What is righteousness and peace over here? And why? Joy in the Holy Spirit is so important in the kingdom of God. Now, this morning I would like to expand on joy in the Holy Spirit and rest, and leave the rest of it for you to ponder. This verse, joy in the Holy Spirit, really catch my eyes when someone come to me to ask this question. See, when we come to the church for two, three days already, every time when you pray, what do you see? You see tears, you see sweat, you see repent, you see sorrowful attitude because you want God to forgive us. This is important, this is very good, because blessed are those who mourn, because they will receive comfort. But I think this is very elementary step when you come to pray. Now the problem of our youth in the United States, or the problem of our believers in the United States is that in our daily life, we don't pray. And we come to spiritual communication or NYTS, we pray very hard. We pray very hard, figure out, oh man, I did a lot of mistakes in the past. How can I see God today? So you repent and repent and repent. And after you repent in 2 weeks, you go back. You don't pray anymore. And you don't pray, you don't have power. You don't have power, temptation comes. Temptation comes, you sing again. Then it's come back again. Oh, Lord, make a lot of mistakes. Now I can repent it again. Now this is elementary steps, huh? This one thing we got to know, that there's a great joy in Holy Spirit. Now, if you like to eat, because eating is a joy, right? Especially if you are fast for 2 meals, right? Like, wow, food is good, isn't it? Eating is joy. You go back and eat. But you keep watching TV. Why? Because you find joy in it, right? So you continue watching TV, right? Have you ever experienced joy in prayer? If you really indeed had that kind of joy feeling in prayer, when you go back home, you will enjoy your prayer. Nobody has to tell you have to kneel down 30 minutes a day. You will kneel down by yourself because it's like such a wonderful thing to do. It's better than eating. It's better than watching TV, right? So there is joy in prayer. Anybody feel like you have joy in your prayer? Raise your hand. I really want to come, huh? Maybe less than 10 people. I still remember One time a sister came here to bear testimony, huh? Season Pacifica Church. She fasted for 2 weeks before she joined her Lord, when she was in Indonesia, joined the Spirit Communication. And later on she received Holy Spirit. There's a verse, there's a sentence that she said, and it's still in my mind, right? It's always in my mind. She said that, "I will never treat the Holy Spirit with any other things, not even with diamond." It was like clothing, right? I think maybe not even with clothing. She wanted to treat Holy Spirit with anything else, because it is so precious. You know what? She was under certain kind of persecution because of believing in true Jesus Church, or because of believing God. Her family member is in a way like something like disown her, you know. But when she came here to testify, she see her smiling face. She see her face like an apple face. She smiled all the time, cheerful personality. And she enjoyed prayer. So we can see indeed, Holy Spirit, there's a joy in the Holy Spirit. Now where it is? How can I have joy in the Holy Spirit? How do I experience it? Let's turn to the Bible, huh? John chapter 14, verse 26. Oh, by the way, this is my personal answer. You don't have to write it down. You can write it down if you want, but you can have a better answer to explain this verse. Huh? Gospel John chapter 14, verse 26. Jessica, would you please read? Okay, Holy Spirit will bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Let's turn to 16:12. Gospel John 16:12. Yeah. He will tell you everything concerning the future, right? So Holy Spirit, one of the joy that we have is that Holy Spirit revealed to us the truth of life, the truth of God. You know what? People are very sorrowful because they are very confused about life. Do you have that kind of experience? Like, you do not know what to do about your future. You are so worried about something in your life. You do not know why you live in this world. And so confused. I read an article, two girls go to the best high schools in my country. They went to a motel, opened the gas, and commit suicide, and leave a note on the desk. The note is that, "I don't know why I have to live in this world." You also hear from ministers, one of the Nobel Prize winners in literature in Japan, huh, commit suicide because he did not find any meaning in life. People feel sorrow, people do not feel comfortable because they do not know why they live in this world. Now sometimes you are very confused too, because you do not know certain things in your life, what does it mean to you? You are very confused about your life sometimes. Now when you pray in Holy Spirit, and when you read the Bible at the same time, sometimes God reveal the truth of life to you, and you regain joy again. Last week, I brought Wute to San Jose Church to bear testimony. I was really impressed by how he has gone through in his childhood, all the terrible death that he has beheld as a kid. And he was trying to pursue joy on the way to grow up. He says he was a party animal, isn't Angie? Huh? Doing all kinds of parties. Still cannot find joy, huh? Trying to go through some other religions, still cannot find joy. And then he come to our church, and one night, some boy still him to get up and pray. And he had fully supposed to sleep for 40 minutes. And then this voice tells him that, read 1 Peter chapter 1. Huh? And he says that the words become 3D to him. And the verse of chapter Peter, first chapter Peter 1, huh? It describes exactly what he had gone through in his life. And that gave him satisfaction. Without the words of God, without Holy Spirit, the empty, the whole cannot be filled. And that is the joy of Holy Spirit. It cannot fight in other places. So I encourage you, if you really want to have some change in your life, you've got to determine to study the words of God and pray in your current life. I have a very good friend. Huh? We join the students' real conversation all the time together. We all go to college at the same time. And everybody, we all go to different college. We head different direction. Of course, I'm not saying that my direction, my future, is not as fulfilled as him. But he indeed has very successful and fulfillment life. And why? One day, I find out a secret. One day he testified in another college student's congregation. He says, he lived in a dorm with some brother. Huh? And every day he indeed studied Bible for 30 minutes and pray for more than 15 minutes every day. Huh? 30 minutes sometimes with brother and sisters. And when he had difficulty with that time, every critical moment, every difficulty that he encountered, family crisis, 感情上 the crisis, the crisis of his affectionate life, all crisis, when he had difficulties, he always referred to the Bible and referred to Holy Spirit. He always find answers in the Bible through the praying of Holy Spirit. Now he's still in PhD program, teaching in college. I went back to Taiwan. He was instructor. His major is like a business administration. And when he instructs us, all the church workers over there, he was using the book of Ecclesiastes to teach us the tools of administration. Because he found that the word of God had to do with all the tools, all the things that you find in like financial field, in administration field, or in psychological field. You always can find answers in the Bible through the revelation of Holy Spirit. So if you have any problem, you hear from Pastor Liang, if there's a human being, there's a problem. If there's a God, there's an answer. And where is the answer? God is invisible. You can only find out the answer through prayer and understanding of the words of God. So when you want to come back to have a strong Christian life next NYTS, what do you need to do? You got to change your lifestyle. Now this is very simple. Just take up your spirit of your athletic spirit, right? I know a lot of you are good athletes. You play basketball very well. I went to Garden Grove and all that. Right? You have a good spirit of athletic. You have to use the same athletic to practice in Bible study and praying. You do it every day, 30 minutes, 1 hour. You will know that you are going to have joy in the Holy Spirit. You will know that you are going to have joy in your life. Then your life will become very meaningful. It will be a good cycle. As simple as that. Pray and study. Hopefully we can learn this and take this back home. You have joy over here, I believe. When I talk to you in private time, how do you feel about here? So of course, some people have blood pressures because of a lot of homework. But basically, a lot of people feel joy over here. Why? Because you listen to the words of God. Words of God itself, the words of God has been expanded. In death, don't you feel like you have wonderful joy? The night, I seldom listen to sermon because I have to give sermon. But these 3 days, I was sitting in the bed over there. Tell you what, a lot of times I feel like blow by the spring wind, huh? Lu mu chun fong, have you ever heard this term? Like you are so joyful, as if the spring wind always blow to your face. Ah, such wonderful time over here just to listen to the truth. You can get the same feeling by reading the Bible through the revelation of Holy Spirit. You can get it. just as you have gained it here in this NYPS. Joy in the Holy Spirit is through the revelation of truth. Let's turn to the other. John chapter 16, verse 33. John 16, verse 33. Sarah? In me, now there, of course, is in Holy Spirit, right? In God, in the church, in praying, we can overcome this world. What is this world? What is this world? What does this world mean? The world refers to lust of eyes, pride of this life, or lust of flesh, all kinds of evil things. Eh? Let's reference other verses. Romans chapter 8. Verse 2. Romans chapter 8, verse 2. Okay. The law of spirit of life kept us free, huh? Continue to read that verse 6. Continue. Amen. The Bible here says that in the Lord, with the help of Holy Spirit, we can get rid of the law of death and sin, and we can regain life and peace. And this indeed, it is a joyful thing. See, people feel very sorrowful in this world because they are entangled by sin, isn't it? I share some with some of you. I read an article in Newsweek. A lady from New Jersey, 30-some years old, having a newborn baby. After she was discharged from the hospital, where did she go? She went to Atlantic City. If you came from New Jersey, you know that Atlantic City is a place where you gamble, right? And she put her newborn baby in the car. In that particular day, it was about a very hot, very warm day. Yeah? And she locked the door, and she sit in front of a slot machine, right? And from the window, she can see her car. I hope that she can still see her baby. But she was like lost in the gambling, and she did not know that what going on with the baby. And then, because of the heat, the baby was dead like a bread, huh? And the baby like back to death. And then, she was sentenced, because in the United States, if you lose baby like this, you'll be judged, right? And in the court, she was like saying with tears, oh, I also love my baby, you know, but I cannot control my bad habit. You see, people in this world is like this. They cannot control themselves from doing evil things. As if they were in the mud swamp, right? Those mud swamp, if you put something in, it keeps sinking, right? People are like falling into mud swamp. The more they struggle, the more they sink. This is sin. But we have Holy Spirit. If every day you really pray, Holy Spirit will help you to overcome all the bad habits that you cannot overcome. And this is true. It is not by your power. It is not by your determination or by your will. Because you're determined to get rid of sin, you're able to get rid of sin. You all learn that, especially a lot of youth in the United States. You seek in the sin and do not know what to do. You know that it's no good. You know that Holy Spirit is breathing you. But how come you cannot help but keep serving on the net? You cannot help but keep watching the bad stuff. Why? The only answer I can get is because you have Holy Spirit, but You don't have power. Why? You don't pray enough. Holy Spirit is not a helper to you in your life, even though the Bible teaches us the Holy Spirit is a helper. So what did you do? You really got to pray earnestly and really indeed. You can find the differences. This time I went to Hawaii, right? I heard a wonderful testimony. A guy called J. Paul, huh? Her mother was in illness. This guy is only in high school, huh? High school year. Very naughty, huh? Sometimes selfish people, just like a lot of high school students, don't care about their parents, right? Don't mind their parents. But after he received Holy Spirit this time, see, her mom got cancer. When her mom was taking a walk in the Holy Spirit with her father, with her pastor, his father, J. Paul will follow them, like maybe 100 feet behind, right? And her mother was asking her, why did you do it? Why did you keep following us? He said, Mom, I'm afraid that if you fall, nobody's going to help you to get up. So I'm keeping following, I keep walking behind you, so in case something happened to you, I can help you, you know? And this kid never did this in his lifetime. See? But now after we see Holy Spirit, everything changed. And his father was joking, huh? He says, well, how about if I fall down, what did you do? He said, I don't care about you, you can get up on yourself. Holy Spirit really changed our heart. When I was a little kid, I keep saying, sometimes I see my RE teacher, right? They are sad. I ask them, what happened to you? He said, you will never know as a kid. Can I help you? She said, just kneel down and pray with me. And I noticed my RE teacher in school, in church, huh? When they kneel down and after the praying, I also their face countenance changed. This served a very strong impression as in my little mind. I do not know what's going on. But I know that through prayer, maybe they have a problem with their school life. Maybe they have a problem with their affectionate life. They do not know what to do. They know that I don't understand as a kid, but they know that the key is to kneel down and pray. So kneel down and pray. You can overcome temptation. You can have joy. I still remember once upon a time in my lifetime, I had the same experiences. Maybe only in 2 weeks period of time, huh? I determined to live a holy life. Huh? And that particular time, I dedicated a lot of time in prayer and read a lot of Bible. And I feel like my heart is like a crystal ball or crystal lake. Any evil comes to my mind, I can detect it immediately. Do you have that kind of experience in your lifetime? Every evil comes to your mind, you can detect immediately, and you say, no good. I shouldn't think about it anymore. Or it shall away immediately. The evil things left you immediately. And you feel like you are pure. So pure. Of course, it's only less for pure time. Because I really pray in a pure time. And I know that you will have the same experiences if you continue to pray. Sin won't bind you. It will overcome temptation, overcome sin. And you have a joyful life. Because you are free of sin. If you are able to be free of sin, how wonderful it is. Joy in the Spirit. Let's read the point. Gospel John chapter 14 verse 18. Jennifer. I will not leave you open. Please, maybe starting from 16 and 17. Huh? Okay. When continue verse 18 says, I never need you as often. Anybody's often over here? Thank God you are a parent, huh? They are living with you. It's a blessing. Often, sometimes they feel no sense of security. I have parents, of course. But once upon a time, my parents left me to go to Taipei City. I was alone, left alone behind in the countryside when I was a fourth year grader. You know, at that time, I attempted suicide once. I feel like I was forsaken. I feel like I was not wanted. I feel like I don't have nobody love me anymore. So there's no worth to live in this world. Often, sometimes it's that kind of feeling. And when I was in Hawaii, I asked my daughter to write an email. Right? And I was very happy to receive her email. And she says that, Daddy, I miss you so much. So much. And I feel very, of course, very satisfied, right? My daughter loved me. But also feel sad for my daughter because I was not with her. Sometimes when you are far away with your kid, with your parents, you feel you don't have that kind of satisfaction in your life. I brought Sister Elaine to San Jose Church to testify last week. She testified those years that she stayed in Russia, and that year's fourth month. Those months she stayed in Russia, and how she felt, how she cried because she did not have church to go to. She was so weak that she cannot pray. She was not able, not strong enough to pray, and she forced herself to pray. And that kind of lonely feeling, that kind of no church to go to, no attachment to the Lord, that kind of feeling is so lost. And she crying. And when I was listening to sermon testament, I felt, wow, this is a big sister we are talking about. She's maybe 18 some years old already, huh? And she keep praying, huh? I guess maybe you don't have that kind of feeling, but I see the same phenomena. I hear this from another pastor. He says that when you go to middle west part of the United States, a lot of people do not have church to go to. As soon as they sing him together, hear the Holy Communion together, the believers start to shed tears. Why? Why is that? Because they pick up the joy to be in the Lord with brother and sister. As if they come back to our Lord Jesus Christ. And a lot of people, some of you, I know that, when you first receive Holy Spirit, how do you feel? You cry very loud, right? Why? Because a lot of you feel like you did not see your father for a long time, and suddenly you're able to come to your bosom to your father. A lot of people have this kind of feeling when they first receive Holy Spirit. This is the joy in the Holy Spirit. You feel secure. You feel you're in the Father's house again. Do you have this kind of feeling? Do you have this kind of joy? Repentance, again, is the elementary stage of prayer. We shall go one step further. One of the fruit of Holy Spirit is joy. And joy is very satisfying in our life. We shall have this kind of fruit in our life. So when we pray, we shall ask God, please fulfill in my heart so that I can have joy in the future. And this is what I pray for you. And may the Lord help us that we all can enjoy in our prayer.